as far as when you guys do get there, how much of an emphasis have you been working on with the team in terms of coaching style and, like, maybe things that you would do differently there that you wouldn't normally do in a game here?
You know, I don't think when it's all said and done we're going to do that much differently. We're going to kind of do what we do, try to perfect what we do with this present roster. You know, we've got to obviously get Jared Utoff and Peter Jock in particular ready to go with the other guys we have returning. So, you know, we're still going to push it. We're going to stay primarily man-to-man. You know, we'll mix some presses in. We'll mix some zone in. You know, we'll stay consistent with our motion game, some sets. Yeah, we just got to get used to the rules. They're dramatically different in a lot of ways, especially if you're pressing. So it's just going to be a great experience in a number of ways, certainly on the floor, but also culturally.
Fran, what kind of shape was Mill in when he got back?
Better than I thought. You know, he was home for the whole summer. He got a lot of workouts in. He wasn't able to play a lot of 5-on-5. So I was concerned about his win, but his energy level was great. He looks good.
How much of an advantage when you're trying to work those new guys in, just chemistry, is this playing in a game situation?
Well, it's absolutely critical because we're going to have all kinds of different lineup combinations on the floor. We can go big, we can go small, we can have a pressing lineup on the floor. We can have an offensive lineup on the floor or a defensive lineup. We just got a lot of weapons. I think our strength lies in the number of really good players that we have. And the fact that they are willing to play together and support one another. And so now we're playing 6 games over there, which is a lot, probably 1 or 2 more than a lot of teams would play. But that's because I'm going to rotate the guys, you know, pretty much consistently throughout the game. Just keep subbing in and out, different combinations, because you never know which guys are going to play well together and which guys aren't. And this gives us a great opportunity to see that.
So are you looking at using different starting lineups game to game, or is it going to be something that, like here where you usually...
The only thing that's set is you know, obviously Gabe's going to start both games in London. Mm-hmm. That's not the only thing that's set. After that, yeah, we're going to have all kinds of different starting lineups.
Mm-hmm. How unique is this experience, getting to work on all that and also having the guys get to experience a few different countries?
Well, I mean, I have done this before, but for them, it's the first time. So to be able to work out through the summer, we were able to do a lot more skill development stuff in June and July. We would have probably done a little bit more team stuff. And now it's all team stuff, you know, 10 practice days. We get a lift in the morning and a film session in the morning and then practice in the afternoon. Putting all of our stuff in, adding to it, you know, kind of emphasizing different things, and then to be able to go over there in that environment and see the places we're going to see. I mean, if you think about it, we're going to London and Paris, two of the greatest cities in the world, and also to the south of France, which will be really a lot of fun. So I want it to be fun. I want these guys to work. I want them to grow as a team, but I want them to have fun. I want this to be a trip that they remember for the rest of their lives.
How involved was Gabe when you were putting that itinerary together? Because he said that you had sought him out to get some advice on things.
You know, I think when you go to London, there's certain things that you know you're going to see. Mm-hmm. And so those, we relied a lot on, you know, we have a travel agency that does this professionally. What I told him was, you know, think about where we are, where we're going, and, you know, some things that you think might be great in addition to what we're doing. So there's no pressure on him to say we should go here or there, but hey, you know, I think we should maybe go here, we should maybe eat there, things like that.
This is also a busy time for recruiting and things like that. Do you almost think about leaving somebody back here to kind of handle things, or how are you going to handle that?
No, I think we live in a small enough world now where we can contact who we need to contact. And, we'll be constantly on the phones. It might be a little bit awkward because we might be talking to people at different times where we normally wouldn't be talking to them to make it convenient for them. But, you know, we'll be able to tweet things that they can see. And it's a lot different than the last time I went overseas for the team.
Are kids so resilient that this doesn't matter, or do you have to be careful, especially with guys like White and Utoff, who've spent a lot of time overseas already this year, as far as, you know, you've had a long season, and you don't want to make it a continuous season?
Yeah, you know, I don't worry about that from the standpoint that as we move forward, you know, I'll be cognizant of what we've already done. So, you know, we're not going to have crazy four-hour practices in September and in October. You know, we'll space it out, and I'll make sure I get them to where we're playing our best basketball in February and March, and that they still have their legs.
How much longer before the schedule comes out? Did you guys fill that?
I don't know.
Yet,
I have not. And I don't know. The best I can give you. You know what? I can't imagine it's going to be that much longer in terms of what the Big Ten gives us.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they're pretty close to releasing that, I would think. As far as the last game is concerned, you know, last I heard, we're getting closer. That's all.
Now, you play in Penn here, is that right?
At Penn here, yeah.
Is there a return trip? You're from Philly and you play?
No, that's just a single game.
As far as practices being moved up, I take it then your first practice, your first team practice, would be in late September.
Right. I think that's a great rule. The woman did that for a while, and that was a great idea. It enables you to kind of, again, space out your work. You get everything in that you need to get in from a teaching standpoint, but you're not overworking the players too early.
How do you decide where you're going on trips like these?
Well, there's, you know, obviously certain places that are really good in basketball that you want to go. So over the years, you know, a lot of teams will go to Italy. A lot of teams will go to Spain. A lot of teams will go to Greece. But the game is growing in Europe. I mean, France is a great place to go, and it's really growing in London. We chose London because of Gabe. That and the fact that I think everybody wants to go to London at some point. But I think since the Olympics, they have the Olympic venue where we're going to play. Is, you know, I think we're going to have nice crowds, and we'll play a really good team. So from that standpoint, it was a no-brainer. What I like to do is, over the course of time, go to different places. But again, you know, a particular group is only going to go to that place once. So it's not like they experience that, but you know, I've had wonderful experiences going over there. I mean, I've been to Sweden and Norway. I've been to Italy, actually three times. You know, so in the future, I'd like to get to Australia at some point in time. And there's various places that teams go that make a lot of sense, and this is going to be one that makes a lot of sense for us.
Is it
two more questions?
Am I right? Six games in 8 days? Is that right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
That's NBA.
Well, it's purely the result of the fact that I have a lot of guys I want to get minutes for. I didn't want to go over there and play a small number of games and not have guys get enough playing time. There might be games, Mike, where I don't play certain guys much at all. Maybe Marble and White don't play hardly at all in a game over there. I play everybody else. You know, I want to be able to leave Gabe and Woodbury on the floor for long periods of time. Now, that said, you don't know how fatigue is going to play into that. You know, I might have that in mind, and then by the time we get halfway through the game, I have to sub anyway because they're exhausted. I'll have to see when we get there what that looks like.
How has Belson grown, not only as a player, but especially as a person? He seems mature beyond what he was.
His game is really, I think, to a point now where he's doing a lot more things. He's not making mistakes. He's playing with great energy level. Obviously, he knows this is his last year and needs to have the kind of year that he should have. I mean, we've all seen greatness from him. You know, for him, it's always been a matter of how consistent is he. And I think he's really challenged himself to be as consistent as he possibly can be this year.
But as a person, he just seems now to be maybe different. Obviously, everybody grows in that three-year span, but he just presents himself.
Yeah, I just think he's just grown up and matured like everybody else. I think he recognizes that he's going to be a captain this year, and he needs to act as a captain.
Okay, yeah.